It seemed like a good idea at the time. It's One More Thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One More Thing.
One of my favorite expressions, by the way. My dad was a big fan of it. Seemed like a good idea at the time. It can explain a lot in a person's life.
Oh, yeah.
This is
very useful.
This is from a very serious book that I haven't read, but the Washington Post profiled a book, and dang it, I don't have the title of it handy. It's brand new. It's about Syria and the intelligence sources we had inside Syria and have had for the last several years, and there's a book out now about it. So we were keeping a pretty close eye on their chemical weapons. Oh, Red Line is the name of the book. Red Line. Coming from the Barack Obama, my red line would be if they used chemical weapons, then they used chemical weapons, and we decided not to do anything about it, which absolutely opened the door to Syria doing all kinds of more horrible things as they realize, well, I guess nobody's going to stand up to that.
With the help of old Vlad Putin.
I'm not positive Obama made the wrong choice there, but that is what happened. We got a spy in to talk to one of their top chemical weapons guys there. And that guy was willing to talk and deal with us, we think at least partially, because he had a huge ego, felt like he was the best in the world at this stuff. It was a secret from the world, and he wanted the world to know. Hey, me, Jim Johnson, or whatever his name is, this is what I made. I made this stuff, and this is what it'll do. I'm the best that's ever done this, and I want everybody to know it. And because
it's like
of
one
that,
of those serial killers who wants to get caught.
Yeah, exactly. It's no fun. Poor choice of word, maybe for serial killers, but or somebody who makes chemical weapons to kill people. But it's no fun to be the greatest and have nobody know it. Mm-hmm. You know, you need people to, you want to be able to take credit anyway. So we got a spook in there talking to this guy. And so we were able to keep track of where the chemical weapons were to a certain extent. So that's part of why we were, let them cross the red line. We thought we had a bead on whether or not they were shipping this stuff out of the country and could, you know, end up being used against us in other places.
Mm-hmm.
None of this has anything to do with what I'm about to tell you about from the book, though. In Syria, their culture and laws allow for polygamy. And this scientist dude had two wives. And this is just one little page from the book that I thought was kind of funny. His first wife was an excellent cook, he said, but he decided to marry a second, considerably younger woman, his secretary, out of a pure carnal attraction. Who could have foreseen such turmoil? The two women squabbled constantly, except for the times when they united to direct their scorn at him. He had wanted a spicier love life and ended up with a case of perpetual heartburn. I don't recommend it, the scientist told his guest. I thought that was hilarious.
Seemed like a good idea at the time.
It's what many of us level-headed people have kind of always suspected would be the case.
Yes.
You got the one wife who's doing the cooking and the cleaning and the sort of stuff. Then you get this new, younger, hotter wife because you stupidly, like a moron, think that's you're going to get the best of both worlds somehow or whatever.
Yeah, and they'll get along great. It'll just be fine.
He's not having any sex. And the only time they're not fighting with each other is when they unite to hate him. I don't recommend it, he says.
Sounds like God's begun his punishment early.
Maybe that's why he was needing to get the whatever made him feel good about the world, knowing he was the best scientist. Well, nothing's happening at home I really enjoy.
So a couple of other things we just didn't quite squeeze in during the show. First of all, JT, like many people has pointed out, we're talking about Donald J. Trump becoming the next Speaker of the House of Representatives. It's a decent chance the Republicans take back the House in 2022.
And, why isn't Trump- this happening? The Republicans almost certainly will take back the House.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens every time a president is elected. Right. And Trump could win. He could move to practically any district in any red state and win going away and become a congressperson.
Right. But as people pointed out, because that's what I was explaining, he would probably run in his district there where Mar-a-Lago is in Florida and win. and then be elected Speaker of the House, and he'd have the legislative, reins in his hands. Plus, he could impeach Biden if he wanted.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, I know. But a number of people, including JT, have pointed out you don't need to be a congressman to be the Speaker of the House. The House can elect anybody Speaker of the House.
When's the last time they picked somebody who wasn't a congressman to be Speaker of the
never.
House?
It's never happened.
Seems
but
rigged.
It is possible. So the Republicans could win the House and just appoint Trump as, just bring him as Speaker.
And currently, I think they got the votes to do it.
Yeah. Well, because all you need is you need a majority of the House, so you'd have to get a certain number of votes in line.
Oh, right.
Have to whip the votes, as they say. But it's God, not out of the realm.
What a crazy twist and turn to our politics that would be.
It would be horrifarious. Horrifying and hilarious.
The only problem is those kind of jobs are a lot of work, the legislation stuff, to the extent that they do any of that anymore. It wouldn't be near as fun as being president.
Yeah, agreed. But, he could, like me, I was my senior class president in high school. And I got into the gig and realized it was like planning dances, and I had no interest in the job whatsoever.
That's funny. That's what I always thought about student government. I never got involved. I always thought, and you'll be on the committee to decide when we're going to. And I think, that sounds terrible.
Yeah. Well, I should have known. But then it'd be Trump. He'll think, I don't actually want to show up to the meetings. I'll just impeach Biden.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
The media would freaking love that.
Oh, I know.
He's back, everybody. He's back.
We could focus on Trump to the exclusion of everything else in the world every single day again.
Yeah.
I would hate that. And I want to talk about this a little bit more on the show tomorrow, but we got this note from Al Anonymous, who's a high school freshman English teacher. They're doing a unit on the literature of the civil rights movement, and he has found himself in a position where he can't read it aloud, and he can't let his students read it aloud, because some of the words used by the civil rights leaders
That's
in their descriptions. And so they have to have a robotic computer voice read the book aloud because everybody's afraid of the words coming out of their mouth.
We're into Crazyville now.
We are way into Crazyville.
Wow. A robot?
Yeah.
We're going to have robots say words?
A racist robot.
Exactly. You're allowing a racist robot to roll around in the classroom, perverting our children's education.
And R2-D2 has been unplugged. That's the robot canceled. Equivalent of being canceled. They've taken out his batteries.
So they see fit to teach this stuff in school. Some of it's brilliant and awe-inspiring, but they have to have a robot say certain magical words that would curse us all to hell if we said them out loud. How effing crazy is that?
If we start having robots saying certain words, I don't know what we got to do. We got to pack it in. Just give up.
I know it.
As a species.
I know it.
Oh, that's unbelievable. That's the best thing I've ever heard.
Right. So you have a quote from Martin Luther King Jr. And the word dream is somebody decides that racist. So you could say, I have a, and then you'd have to push the button on the robot, dream, and then go back to reading it.
So somebody's going to go through the robot's computer files and find a Confederate flag image.
You racist, racist robot.
A race bot.
Okay, here's my idea. Trump applies for an internship at CNN for no pay, just so he can make Jake Tapper lousy coffee, just to bug him.
What if the robot was once painted in blackface? Then what are you going to do?
Well,
canceled.
I guess that's it.